Fuck it up, Olga.
What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's broadcast is brought to you by OxyWellness.com to experience the natural benefits of what CBD can do for you and your health and your well-being. Check out OxyWellness.com. That's O-X-Z. WELLNESS.com. You can also get in the distribution side of the game and wholesale the product. You can find them at Instagram at Oxy Wellness to stay updated. So, family, I'm going to need you guys to share this broadcast because we're going to chop up some heavy game on today's show. We're going to talk about this Mike Tyson situation with JetBlue and so many other things, ladies and gentlemen. So don't move a muscle. We are gonna take a commercial break, and we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't you move a muscle, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
What's going on, family? Are you a diabetic and you reside in Atlanta? Do you have unexpired test strips? Well, if you do, you can make fast cash right now. Call or text Latoya of Martha and Betty Medical Commodities at 504-478-7148. That's 504-478-7148, or email her at care@marthaandbetty.com. She helps place test strips to those who can't afford them. So check them out right now.
Tired of being embarrassed by the odors left behind after pooping? I've got the solution. Poopoo Vanish. That's right, Poopoo Vanish. Poopoo Vanish will vanquish those embarrassing odors left behind after taking one of those messy poops. Just spray in your toilet bowl after pooping and bam, odor's gone. Leave the bathroom with a smile knowing the person that comes in after you won't smell the bomb you just dropped. Go to www.zacurebody.net to secure your bottle of Poopoo Vanish now.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines. Now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground. So you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon
and juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
You are now tuned in to the Godfather of the Game. Often imitated and always celebrated.
Stop sloganary. Sloganary kills people.
Hey, yo, check this out. It's
Tariq Nasheed on Tariq Radio.
Let's go. Let's go.
Be my goddamn thumb alone.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we're back, family. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in, family. How have you been this week? Hope you guys have had a prosperous week, ladies and gentlemen. I hope your week has been very prosperous and constructive, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta have constructive energy out here. By the way, guys, I gotta thank everybody. I gotta start naming people who bought stuff off of our baby registry. Shout out to everybody who got stuff off the Amazon baby registry. There's about 7 items still left right now. So it might be between 7 and 10. I haven't seen it today. But if you guys go to the baby registry in the profile below, you can gift our soon to be newborn. We got the baby coming in a little over a month. So again, I got to thank everybody for all the beautiful baby gifts. We have a house full of baby gifts, man. We feel the love. The baby feels the love. She's kicking like, hey, let me get out to thank everybody. She wants to thank all of you. So we feel the love and the beautiful gifts that everybody has sent to our family. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing, man. Much respect to you guys. By the way, family, we're going to have another package deal ready for the family next month, which is coming up. Next month is next week, as a matter of fact. So we got a great package deal coming for the middle of May. And it's going to be one of those quick deals, one of those 2-day deals. So you better take advantage of it. I've been telling people to get ready for this one. Be ready to take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. The baby's due June 11th. How's my audio? Somebody said my audio is cutting out. Let me be sure. Sometimes people have janky connections on their end and they try to blame us. So family, how is my connection? Is my connection okay? Want to double check with the family. Is my connection okay, ladies and gentlemen? All right, I think my connection is okay. So let's get right into what we're talking about on today's broadcast. We're talking about Black folks being able to protect themselves. There's this thing in the dominant society where everybody's allowed to protect themselves except Black people. Everybody has a right to defend themselves except Black people. You can't even say anything to a person. You can't even be around other groups of people if you're a Black person and have them feel any way remotely uncomfortable. If they're just uncomfortable with your presence, the system of white supremacy gives them justification to do any type of harm to you. People in the dominant society, they are allowed to harm Black people if they feel uncomfortable with you just being around. You don't have to even say anything. I can give the Trayvon Martin situation as an example. Trayvon Martin wasn't doing anything to George Zimmerman. Trayvon Martin was minding his own business and George Zimmerman harassed and accosted and then murdered him. And they said that was justified. So Black people just being somewhere is justification enough for a person who's white or reserved white to harm you. They have a right to harm you anytime they feel like it. Just if their imagination makes them uncomfortable with your presence, they're justified in harming you. But Black people, we're always told, no matter what we go through, no matter how people aggrieve us, no matter how people harm us, we're always supposed to take the high road. We're always supposed to do something else. We're always supposed to take the abuse with dignity. We're always told, oh, the nonviolence, and you gotta sing and pray and turn the other cheek. And they still have that civil rights turn the other cheek mentality when it comes to us, ladies and gentlemen. We're always expected to turn the other cheek, and when they go low, we go high. That slave mentality that they want to infuse in our collective psyche. And I bring this up because there's a situation that happened, or it came out today on TMZ and certain media outlets. And we're going to go in on TMZ in a minute with their yellow journalism and their cowardly reporting. A story came out saying, and I want to show y'all the TMZ headline of this story. You see how they spin things, and they spin it in a way that promotes their white supremacist agenda. Now look at the way TMZ initially reported this story. This is the way they initially reported the story. Mike Tyson seemed to lose his cool on a plane Wednesday night, repeatedly punching a man in the face after the guy had apparently annoyed him. Now, family, when you look at that headline, this puts all the blame on Mike Tyson. This seems like the white person, and this is a white perpetrator we're talking about, this almost makes him innocent. This makes it seem like he's just some kind of innocent guy whose presence or whatever just annoyed Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson just unjustly lost his cool and attacked this poor innocent man. Yo, look at the way they promoted this. Now, when you look at the actual video, you see what was really going on. This suspected white supremacist troll was sitting there harassing Mike Tyson on a plane. Now, let me play the actual video of the harassment. I'm going to try to bleep out the cuss words because I don't want a copyright strike here. Let me see 1 second. Okay, here's the video right here. Now, here's the video. Now, listen to this. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this audio here. I don't want to show too much of the cursing. I'm going to have the audio down to a certain degree, but hold on. Now, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on.
Mike Tyson trying to give us some shrooms. You don't know how to act. Damn, that shit was crazy as fuck.
They never gave you his money.
That blue mat flight. My boy just got beat up by Mike Tyson. Turn that way. Yeah, you got.
All right. Okay, so I was turning the audio up and down because the guys were cursing a lot, but this little troll here was on a flight with Mike Tyson. Now, Mike Tyson's sitting up here minding his own business on a JetBlue flight, minding his own business. So this troll is up here trying to get some clout, trying to get a payday. He sat here harassing Mike Tyson on the plane. This was harassment. Now, TMZ did not frame it as that narrative. He sat here bothering this man on a plane, trying to get clout. And then Mike Tyson put Ogun hands on him. Now, I didn't show the fight. I didn't show the beatdown because I didn't want no strike on here. I didn't show the beatdown, but Mike Tyson put a couple of little hands on him. And then again, the white media tried to frame it as if Mike Tyson was in the wrong. Mike Tyson lost his cool. See, there's a reason why this guy was comfortable doing this. See, he understands his white privilege. I want you to be very clear. Those in the dominant society, they understand the white privilege they have. They understand if there's a black person, oh, I can exploit a situation with a black person because I have a couple of things on my side as a white person. I have law enforcement on my side. I have the judicial system on my side. I have the white media on my side. They are very aware of the privileges and the benefits that their whiteness grants them. This is why they would run up on a Mike Tyson doing all this trolling. Now, black folks don't do this. We know there's consequences, and we know we don't have no backup. We know we don't have a backup, so we don't do this type of stuff with people like Mike Tyson. Now, you might have a couple of clout chasing guys. I know there was a situation where there was a comedy club and some dude pulled a gun out at a comedy club and Mike Tyson kind of disarmed the guy and hugged the guy and calmed the guy down. But situations like this, these guys know, okay, if I go over here and provoke this black person who has a little notoriety or a couple of dollars, I can provoke a situation that's going to work out for me because I know law enforcement is going to be on my side. It's my word against his. And I know that the media is going to be on my side, which he is exactly correct. The media, the white media, is 100% on his side. They were going along with the program until we, the grassroots, we started saying something and we had to reframe the narrative. So if you go to my Twitter, I reposted this and I put the real narrative there. Now you look at, it's like, look at the retweets. A lot of folks retweeted mine. We got 3,000 retweets, 15,000 likes. So I put the real narrative. A man was harassing Mike Tyson on a JetBlue flight and Mike Tyson had to put hands on him to stop the harassment. So other people started using the proper term. Mike Tyson was harassed on this plane. We got to put it, Mike Tyson did not lose his cool. Mike Tyson was on a plane. Somebody's harassing him. Notice you don't see none of the stewards, the airline flight attendants. None of those flight attendants are doing anything to stop the harassment. Several people were filming this incident. Nobody stepped in to calm this guy down and tell him to sit your ass down and chill. You're harassing a customer. Doesn't matter if the customer is a celebrity or whatever. You're harassing a customer. You're harassing somebody who's sitting down trying to enjoy their flight, trying to mind their business, and nobody did anything to protect Mike Tyson or a customer. Forget about just him being Mike Tyson, just a customer. You're not supposed as a airlines, don't let a customer sit up here and get harassed like this. They should have stopped this guy. See, we have to set a precedent with situations like this where these little clout chasing suspected white supremacist trolls don't sit here and get a green light to harass black people so that they can provoke a response out of desperation because a black person doesn't want to be harassed on a flight. You can't get up and leave. What are you going to do? You can't do anything. You're on a flight and you got this fool sitting up here bothering you, literally harassing you on your flight. You can't get up and walk away. And from what I understand, Tyson's people put out a statement saying that the guy actually threw water on Mike Tyson. So now TMZ, they had to do some backpedaling a little bit. You see, now that we've reframed the narrative, update, here's TMZ update. Sources close to Mike Tyson claim the man was extremely intoxicated and wouldn't stop provoking the boxer in his seat. So now TMZ is getting some act right because we reframed the narrative and said, no, Mike Tyson didn't lose his cool. Let's stop that. TMZ is very good at that racial gaslighting. All right, and then they go on to say, Mike Tyson says the man he punched repeatedly on the plane Wednesday was not only harassing him, but he also threw a bottle of water at him. Yeah? So it's up to us, ladies and gentlemen, to really frame the narrative and tell the truth about this type of stuff. You knew there was more to it. Now, if we didn't say anything, TMZ would have just rolled with that narrative like, violent Mike Tyson. Oh, he's still so violent. Oh, Mike Tyson is still so violent. Oh, look at him. He's still so violent. Okay. Hold on one second. I'm broadcasting live and now my nanny is here and I gotta let the nanny in the house. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me play a commercial real quick and let the nanny in the house. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. Hold on. All right, I'm back, guys. Hey, when I go live and a whole bunch of stuff start going on around my house, yeah, nobody's here. The nanny's here and the kid's about to be home. Now the nanny's, ugh, Lord. Okay, I had to let the nanny in the house. Yes, a nanny, goddammit, got a nanny. You know, people like, a nanny? Why are y'all confused about that? Yes, we got a nanny. Hey, we need another one. We need two nannies. All the damn kids we have. Yeah, we all the kids we got, we need nannies, but we need some more shit. But anyway, like I was saying, with Mike Tyson, I think Mike Tyson did the right thing. He defended himself. Let me ask the family, how far should we go to defend ourselves from harassment? Because, you know, what's funny, even a lot of white people are like, yeah, this guy kind of deserved it. Yeah. How far do we go to protect ourselves from harassment? All right, we should protect ourselves by any means. We have a God-given right to protect ourselves. There's this narrative that if we don't protect ourselves, or if we do protect ourselves, we get punished. That's why we see certain situations where black people are shooting burglars and intruders. Black people end up getting charged for defending themselves. But you have the Kyle Rittenhouses running around here like crazy. When people talk about crime waves, these crime waves are orchestrated by the white supremacists themselves and law enforcement. They allow crime waves to happen. They allow criminals to run around. You know what's interesting? I just saw a story the other day. A$AP Rocky, him and Rihanna were flying in from Barbados, I think, and they landed in LAX. So they were flying in from somewhere. I don't know. But I know they landed at LAX, and then A$AP Rocky got arrested. They said he was involved in some shooting back in last year. They said he was involved in some kind of shooting out here. I don't know where it was. I think it was in Hollywood. I find that very interesting. See, they pick and choose who they're going to pick up for alleged shootings. There's a video of this internet troll out here in LA right now who has a target on his back. I'm not going to even say his name. My LA people, y'all know who this clown is. You every now and then, man, you get a few clowns who try to clout chase, and what they do, and this shows the desperation of internet culture now, and guys out here should know better. This little dude, man, is running around here going to different gang neighborhoods with a gun, disrespecting different sets. Yeah, I'm out here on such and such set. F them. Yeah, fool. I spit on their grave. And these little old clout chasing dudes, you always see every, you know, few months we see a couple of these dudes who go around different neighborhoods. Yeah, y'all know who I'm talking. LA folks know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to even give the dude no clout, but y'all know who I'm talking about. Yeah. But these dudes, man, again, it was one dude named Block Boy who was doing this type of stuff. He was running around going to people's hoods with a gun, disrespecting, and he ended up getting killed, which everybody knew he was going to get killed. They ended up smoking him down in Lakewood. Then you had a couple of other dudes who was going to Nipsey's mural and disrespecting, and then some of them got killed. Now there's some new clown running around here waving a gun in different people's neighborhood, and now they got a target on this guy, and he actually shot at some dude a couple of weeks ago live on Instagram. Like, he kind of shot in the air. And my thing is, little clowns like this who run around doing brazen assaults on Instagram Live, and the police never go get at him. How is this dude doing assaults, doing semi-drive-bys on Instagram Live? Everybody knows who he is, but the police ain't doing nothing to him. Ask yourself that. The police hasn't done nothing to this guy. Everybody knows who he is, and he's just running around with a gun, running up in people's neighborhoods. They know that this fool has a target on his back. These dudes sound like semi-informants, man. Yeah, when dudes do stuff like that, you got to see what's going on. Why aren't these guys getting pinched? These dudes are allowed to do that stuff because they're working with the police. They're working with cops. These dudes sound like informants. This is what I'm saying. These dudes, you're doing a brazen crime on video with a gun. It's illegal to run around LA with a gun, but you're on video every other day with a gun and shooting at people, and you don't get touched. Ask yourself that, man. Who are these people working for? This is who police allow. They allow this. Now, family, the cops started hitting me up because they heard a rumor I was about to get at some folks one time. They thought I was going to get at some of these white supremacists at some event. They heard a rumor and they were up here monitoring my ass. But they don't do anything about these dudes who sit up here shooting off guns on Instagram and flashing guns all on Twitter and Facebook. You see? Yeah, when you start looking at these dudes' paperwork, you see that they are informants. And again, some of these dudes, you know, they get these goofy dudes who have death wishes anyway. They know that these guys are going to get popped, but, you know, they give them semi-protection. But there's only so much protection you can give these dudes. You see? But we got to watch how the game is. Remember, man, that law enforcement works directly with white supremacist groups. There's a situation that came out this week. Shout out to my sister Kia sent me this situation. There's this, the feds charged this, some officer. Let me find the link here. Hold on one second. Where we at? There it is. All right. Let me show this real quickly. Yeah, they've charged some corrections officer in Oklahoma with facilitating white supremacist assault on black inmates and ordering other abuse. So as we know, these COs are working with white supremacist groups. These COs, these law enforcement who work in these prisons, they sit up here and they'll move a couple of black inmates to a particular cell and then leave the door unlocked and then let white supremacist groups go in and beat on them. And it got so bad in Oklahoma, this one cop actually got charged for it. He was a supervisor at a corrections facility in Oklahoma. Now, this was just the one who got caught. But we see this all the time. If you're in the prison system, well, you know how they go down. They've been doing that. They were doing that all in the 60s. That's why the Black Guerrilla Family formed. Because they were sitting up here, law enforcement, the corrections officers were sitting here working with white supremacist groups, allowing them to harm the black inmates. Our brother George Jackson said, the hell with that. If you're going to play that game, we're going to start poking and shanking COs. Every one of us you get, we're getting one of you. That's how BGF got started. And they were targeting COs who allowed white supremacist attacks to happen in the prisons. They've been doing that dirty nonsense, family. And we have to understand that law enforcement, especially out here in Southern California, well, all over the country, by the way, they're just polluted with white supremacists. That's why Chris Dorner had to do what he do. Chris Dorner tried to tell everybody that you had law enforcement running around here calling folks N-words, abusing black folks, and every time a black person or anybody tried to blow the whistle, they would get punished. The law enforcement, that's the only occupation where you actually get punished for doing the right thing. Ain't that a trip? That's the only occupation where you get punished for doing the right thing. Here's another situation up in Buffalo. It's a black woman officer. She just got her pension back. A black woman officer, Carol Horn, stopped a white officer from choking a black 15-year-old. She was fired for it and denied her pension. Today, a court ordered she must receive her full pension. So law enforcement is the only occupation where you get punished for doing the right thing. That's how polluted it is. That is how polluted it is. But family, we have to understand the game out here. This is why it's very important for us to be codified. And speaking of harassment out there in New York, speaking of New York, I told people that they were going to ramp up the stop and frisk and the black racial targeting out there. They were using a lot of these Asian hate crime propaganda videos as justification to ultimately harm black people, to bring back stop and frisk, to target black people in order to feed the prison industrial complex that they have to feed. They have to feed that system in order to keep it going. You have to have a criminal class in order to keep that corrupt prison system going, which is a new slave system. And you have to start young. Here's the thing we got to understand, family. The system means economic deprivation. They understand if there's economic deprivation, there's going to be an influx of crime because people are going to steal to eat. They're going to get into crime in order to eat because of systematic deprivation. When they steal to eat, they're going to say, okay, well, look at you committing these crimes. We're going to have to lock you down. You do the crime, you do the crime. You shouldn't have been stealing, but I ain't got nothing. Oh, everybody has something. There's plenty of opportunity. No, we're not going to ignore racial deprivation of resources. And what they're doing now, this is how insidious they are. They got to get black folks young. So we're starting to see the targeting of children now heavy. They're targeting black children and justifying it. And we got to be on top of our game to not allow that to happen. Black folks, older black folks, we can't sit up here scared allowing these people to treat our children any kind of way. Because they're targeting our children now. Black folks, adult black people, for the most part, they pretty much know how, especially foundational black Americans, they know how to de-escalate and avoid confrontation when it comes to the race soldiers. So now they have to get our children. There was a situation in Syracuse, New York. I'm going to show that. And I posted the video. The video went viral of an 8-year-old black boy. The police accosted him. They said that he was stealing potato chips, allegedly. 8-year-old boy being accosted by the race soldiers after they said he stole some chips from a store, allegedly. Now, let me play this video here, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on 1 second. The little kid is crying. 8-year-old boy. He's a year younger than my oldest son, who's 9, ladies and gentlemen. All right. This is an 8-year-old boy in Syracuse, New York. 3 cops for a damn 8-year-old boy. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
What are y'all doing?
Yeah, you're like a baby to me. Why you?
That's what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're doing. I just see you snatching my fucking. So what? So what's going on then?
You're stealing stuff. If you break into your house, you steal something.
Nah, man. What you said, a bag of chips? So y'all treat me like a whole cold-blooded fucking killer?
Keep walking, dude. You don't even know
what
you're
keep walking. I do. I know what I just came up and see. I know the fuck I just came up and see.
Okay, what'd you see?
I see y'all snatching him up the back like you're a fucking girl.
Okay. Okay. Well, shout out to the brother. I'm trying to cut all the profanity out, but shout out to the brother who stepped to the race soldiers. Now, family, Syracuse, from what I understand, up in Syracuse, New York, man, there's a lot of child poverty out there in Syracuse. because of resource deprivation based on race. There's a lot of child poverty up there in upstate New York, Syracuse, New York. Family, it is a shame that we have allegedly, and I'm saying allegedly because we don't know if this little boy did that or not, but if children are out here, black kids having to steal food, we have to get codified, family. We have to get codified. I'm talking and there's no sound. I forget to put the sound back on. I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. But like I was saying, it's bad, family, when we have situations where there are black children. And I understand that there's a lot of child poverty up there in Syracuse. I understand that there's child poverty up there in Syracuse. And when children have to steal food, that's a bad look. We have to get codified like we did back in the day, family. We have to make sure the children in our community are not hungry, man. Family, we got to really get on code like we did back in the day. We got to make sure our babies are not hungry out here to the point where they have to steal food and become targets by the race soldiers. Yeah, where are this kid's parents? See, this is this new thing, man, where don't nobody really know each other in the neighborhood. This is some stuff that happened after the 70s, man, because again, when we were growing up, family, we didn't really have hungry kids running around like that because everybody kind of knew each other. Everybody kind of looked out for each other. We knew who each other's parents were. You can go to your friend's house to eat. You know what I'm saying? When we were growing up in the 70s and 80s, everybody kind of knew each other, man. We were kind of safe to a certain degree. You didn't have kids showing up missing during that time. Everybody knew who everybody was, man. When we started getting a lot of non-FBA people popping up, nobody knew who nobody was. When people committed crimes, like, who is this dude? What the hell was? Who just robbed me? Who is this cat? Then we start seeing a bunch of weird stuff. And then in the 80s, when the drug thing happened, then it got really, really extra weird. So people kind of got a little standoffish. People just kind of started minding their own business. You couldn't kick it with folks like you did back in the day. You couldn't go out and play football in the streets and all that like you used to do because you had these weirdos that nobody knew popping up. You had these non-FBA tethers and you had these crackheads and these drug addicts and all of these weirdos. So we lost a lot of that community thing. You dig? So now, man, we got kids out here hungry. We got to start looking out for folks. We got to start looking out for folks, man. Because they want resource deprivation because they know people are going to start stealing if you don't have anything. They create a system that makes you steal. Hungry people are going to steal something. And if there's racial denial of resources, which is what we have, denial of jobs, denial of resources, you know, people are going to do what they need to do. And then that's going to, again, play into the hands of the white supremacists. But again, they're targeting our children left and right. And really out there in New York, it is going to be very hefty the way they're targeting kids. They're targeting kids in New York real heavy, family. Let me show another situation out there. I think it's in New York. Where, hold on, let me find that clip, ladies and gentlemen, out here in New York, where there were some kids who got into a situation at a Target, I think they were at a Target store. Hold on one. Yeah, this was a situation where a cop in upstate New York, again, this is upstate New York, Cop tackles an autistic teen at a Target store. Mom claims racial profiling. So it's a bunch of kids trying to protect this autistic black child being jumped on by this race soldier. Let me play some of the audio of that. And our children are so emotional, they don't know what to do. And they walk right into it. The situation is escalated. Let me play this clip. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Okay, crying children. Okay, and these children out here trying to defend themselves. Okay. So now you got these children out here, these black children out here trying to defend themselves from these race soldiers. They don't know what to do. These children are sitting here crying hysterically. One autistic black child is being pinned down by a race soldier because they thought that the kid was stealing. He wasn't stealing. The kid had money. So the kids weren't, yeah, it's very hard to watch, but man, we got to stop playing around, grown ass black folks. Sitting up here on the denial game, they're abusing the kids and the kids don't know what to do. The kids don't understand that they're being mistreated. So kids are going to act out if you're treating them unfairly. Black folks, you're going to have the talk with your children. See, this is where we mess up. And I say we as adults, I don't mess up because I try to tell my children early about this race thing that's happening out here. But grown ass black folks, you're messing up by not sitting your children down, telling them what's going on out here as far as the race relations. And as far as I'm concerned, I keep saying we shouldn't have black children running around here by themselves anyway. I'm very protective of my children. My daughter, I didn't let her really go out by herself until like 17, 18. And even that was heavily supervised by me. Man, we got to be on some things where we are in positions to protect our babies out here. We don't let our kids run around here by themselves. Look at those kids. All those kids were being attacked. Where were their parents? These were little kids in the mix too. You don't let little black children run around here by themselves and you have these genocidal race soldiers running around here targeting them. We got to be serious about the situation that's happening out here, family. We can't have children out here and y'all making babies and you can't protect them from these damn race soldiers. And family, these folks, man, they are genocidal. We can't play games with this. Remember out there in Michigan where you had an Asian guy? And there's another situation in Michigan, too, before I go into that one, where there's some kind of Latino man out here kidnapping black children, locking them in a basement and abusing them. This is another story coming out of Michigan. Hold on. Let me play the audio to this one real quickly. Hold on 1 second.
Disturbing information tonight on a child sex abuse case that we broke here at 6 last week.
Haytham Bazzi is being held in federal custody, charged with possession of child pornography. The parents of one young victim tonight talking with Local 4's Sean Lay. As we learn, there is now a lot more to this case, Sean.
And we continue to dig for answers in this disturbing case. And look, we are speaking with the mother of one of these young victims. We're not identifying her to protect the identity of her son. But she tells me she got this incredibly alarming call just a few days ago from Dearborn police investigators.
My husband gets a phone call out of the blue. We were at work, and the Dearborn police, you know, called and asked my husband, hey, can you bring our son down to the police station?
This Detroit mom got that alarming call from Dearborn investigators April 4th, her son's 16th birthday. Investigators showed them a photo of 26-year-old Haytham Sammy Bazzi and told them this.
We believe he's been a victim of basically sexual abuse and torture, and it was like, what?
Her son then showed them burn marks from cigarettes and told police Bazzi gave him meth.
It made sense to me because my son's behavior, his skin changed, he started being angry.
She says Bazzi sought her son out on the dating app Grindr and asked if the 15-year-old was interested in photography.
He was out here telling people, you know, selling young, I want to say black kids, hey, if you want to do photography, you know, hey, I'm teaching, I'm, you know, recruiting people to do videos and things.
That basement.
Let me play that again.
Young, I want to say black kids, hey, if you want to, you know, selling young, I want to say black kids, hey, if you want to do photography.
Okay, I kept playing that again. Because, like the mother said, he was targeting black kids. Now, he might be Latino or Middle Eastern, okay? So this is a non-black guy, who the perpetrator. He might be either Latino or Middle Eastern. Either one, but he's a non-black dude. You see, and they got him up here abducting children, abducting black children. You see? We got to understand what's going on out here. Somebody said, why was her son on Grindr? Real talk. Why is a 15-year-old on Grindr? Probably something that they told these kids at school. That's a very good question. Somebody said, why is the kid on Grindr? Well, hell, if you look at Disney these days, they tell you that, you know, same sex this and same sex that. They're sexualizing children now, especially they're targeting black children. This is what they're promoting. They're promoting it in schools now. So no telling why that little boy was on Grindr and how he found out about it. Hell, he could have found out from a damn teacher or something telling him about Grindr. You understand? So no telling what was told to that kid. Man, we better understand. Disney right now, they're reprimanding Disney now down there in Florida. They're trying to take away some of their autonomous status right now because of the LGBT stuff that Disney is promoting so heavily down there in Florida right now. Disney World, they're trying to put some little sanctions on them right now because it's so blatant. We went down to Disney World a couple of months ago. Boy, there's rainbow stuff everywhere. Extremely inappropriate. Man, Orlando, truth be told, is basically San Francisco of the South. And Disney fuels all that stuff. And remember, some of the executives from Disney, they came out talking about, hey, man, we got an agenda. We're going to make half the stuff we program to be on some LGBT stuff. So now there's been protest against Disney. Man, people are like, hey, man, y'all going way too far with this LGBT stuff. They're grooming kids for pedophilia. They're straight up grooming children now. So yeah, don't be surprised that a child is on Grindr. They're promoting filth. And some of the stuff, man, did y'all see the picture of Dwayne Wade's son and his son's boyfriend? I won't call him a daughter. He's not a daughter. That's a little boy. So the son has a boyfriend, but the boyfriend is actually a girl. It's a white girl who's a trans boy. It's weird. It's all over the place. I'm not going to even show pictures of it. The pictures have been circulating of the Dwayne Wade's son up here kissing this boy, girl, or whatever. It's so damn all over the place. So Dwayne Wade's son, he's a son who's supposed to be a girl, and he's dating a girl who's now acting as a boy. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is all over the place. It's all over the place. It's sexual confusion. That's all it is. And they know this type of sexual confusion will mess kids up and leave them vulnerable. They know that. But yeah, Disney, yeah, they're programming people for the child sex trafficking heavy. And speaking of Disney, they got something that they got coming out. Hold on. Disney got something they got coming out, a documentary. Disney Plus Genius Season 4 will focus on civil rights icons Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. Guys, I'm very worried about this. Okay, I'm very worried about this. They got something that's coming on television about Dr. King and Malcolm X, produced by Disney Plus. Now, the Genius Anthology series focuses on untold stories of the world's most brilliant innovators. They put on a story about Albert Einstein, and they also did season 3 on soul singer Aretha Franklin, played by Cynthia Erivo. So no. I'm not impressed by this at all. Because you know where they're going to go with this. They're going to try to make either Malcolm or Martin, they're going to try to crowbar some LGBT stuff in there. You understand? They're going to try to crowbar some LGBT stuff in there, and I'm not with it at all. Man. And they got Brian Grazer in here. And there's some y'all better look up Brian Grazer, by the way. There's some accusations. I won't even go there. But y'all look up Brian Grazer. All right? There's been stories about him for a minute. I won't even go there. But yeah, this story right here, you know, they're going to try to push the Malcolm was bisexual lie that they've been trying to push for years. Yeah, I ain't with that. I'm not with it at all. But listen, like I said, they're targeting our children, family. They're targeting our children heavy. Remember up there in Ypsilanti Township up there in Michigan, that Asian man, there's an Asian man who went out here and deliberately shot a six-year-old black boy. The black kid was playing in the yard, and we were the ones getting on the prosecutor out there because they let this guy off on bail. I started going in on the prosecutor. Now, they done sat here, let everything die down, and they done made a plea deal with this guy after he done shot a six-year-old black boy. Because we had to make the prosecutor revoke the bail and step the bail up. They gave this guy no bail. They let him go, actually, basically. I went in on that prosecutor. Me and that prosecutor, we were going back and forth on Twitter. You can probably look at it and see. And, man, I let him know, man, you better upgrade them charges, man. I'm about to fly out there to Detroit. Man, we about to organize something and get you up out of here. Man, we about to get your career and dump it in the tanks, man. So they stepped some charges up, and then they ended up making a plea deal now with this guy. Now that everything died down, they thought we weren't looking. Now they made some kind of plea deal. I'm trying to see what the sentencing is going to be. So there, this guy shot a damn six-year-old boy deliberately. So we got to keep our eye out on stuff like this. And some of these activist Negroes out there in Detroit, they wanted to argue with me because I was calling some of these dudes out like, damn, what's up with y'all niggas out here banging on the other black folks, and y'all ain't doing nothing? Y'all ain't saying nothing about this dude right here. Niggas wanted to argue with me. Yeah. This is why I was hollering at niggas, man. Y'all got all that smoke for other black folks and got this dude running around here like everything is gravy. You understand? Come on, man. We can't let stuff like this happen to our children out here. We got to be on top of our game, man. We cannot let this type of stuff happen to our babies out here. They're targeting our children, ladies and gentlemen. And older black folks, come on. The problem with the older black folks are out here still trying to do the Selma thing. While these folks are targeting our children, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Congressional Black Caucus right here. All right. This is Al Sharpton and those guys. They had some kind of little banquet. some kind of Boulé banquet there. They always got a banquet going on. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what they were doing at the Boulé banquet. All of the Democratic flunkies, all of the Congressional Black Caucus people. Now, remember the Congressional Black Caucus. These people are always getting tangibles for other groups. But when it comes to black folks, this is what we get right here. This is what we get. Hold on. Gracious, gracious, guys. Lord, Lord, Lord. It's 2022, ladies and gentlemen, and you got these Negroes sitting up here arm in arm, still singing civil rights Negro spirituals. Talking about we shall damn overcome someday. Stop. While they're beating up our babies in the damn streets. This is why we should not vote at all unless there's an agenda specifically for foundational black Americans. I'm going to say that over and over again. This is why we should abandon the political process unless there's a bag in there for us, for foundational black Americans. This is sad. We need resources. We need reparations in the form of cash payments because we are targeted, ladies and gentlemen, because of resource deprivation. Because we have resource deprivation, we are targeted by the race soldiers. And until we get resources, we're going to continue to get targeted. And there's no reason why we should support the political process if we are not getting anything tangible out of it. This is why y'all need to holler at me, man. We need to start growing our own politicians. We need to start getting our young folks. Y'all need to holler at me. What city are you in? Holler at me. I've been hollering at some of my folks who we need to put in the political arena ourselves. You understand? We need to start getting our people, putting them in the political arena. We have to start grooming them. I got my sister Teslin. She's in the political arena. She can help groom people. We already got a team of folks who can groom you, who can get you in a certain position, file the right paperwork so we can get you running on our agenda. We have to, we got our own think tanks where we push our own political operatives to go out here and spread our messages. Y'all need to holler. Let me know who you are. We need folks who are articulate, who can go out here and become good representatives and spokespersons so that we can put you out here, groom you up, and have you push our agenda for foundational black American tangibles. Y'all need to holler. Shout out your brother Marcel. We got one brother out there in South Carolina that we're supporting. Brother Marcel, Marcel Dixon, he's doing good things. I put money on that brother's books. On his political books to go out here. He's talking what we need talked about. Reparations and tangibles for foundational black Americans. I'm trying to get my sister Aki. I was talking to Aki yesterday, texting her. I'm trying to get Aki out here in the game out there in Texas. Aki would be a great political candidate. We need some of our other brothers and sisters. I need some folks out here in LA. We need some folks in New York. We need some folks in Chicago. We need some folks down in Atlanta, some of our family. Which one of y'all want to get put on? Y'all holler at me. Let's make it happen. Somebody said everybody ain't articulate. That's why we need some articulate people. Remember, grassroots, they Rosa Parks was grassroots. What they did, they selected Rosa Parks to be the spokesperson for the bus boycott. She was selected. They planned on that. They knew what would happen if Rosa wouldn't get out that seat. They were going to get another sister to do it, but she had a baby at a young age, so they didn't want her to be the representative. They said, no, that would be a bad look because the white supremacists would start attacking that, and that would play into stereotypes. Let's get Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks has the heart and spirit of an angel. Let's get her. And that's what they did. They chose her from the grassroots to be the representative of the bus boycott. You understand? That's what we have to do now. Holla at me, folks. Make sure you got all your teeth. Make sure your background is clean. See, a lot of folks want me to run and do all that stuff. My background is too gangster. I got too many street ties from back in the day. Too many gangster ties back in the day. You see, but we need some spokespersons out here who got clean backgrounds. We got to get some clean backgrounds. My young folks out here, that we got to get some of y'all. We got to get y'all right. I'm elected. Yes, I am electable. I can get out there and get busy. I can, but I don't want to. I'm already a target by the white supremacist. But yeah. Let's get some of my young folks out there. Let's get some of y'all holler at me so we can get y'all ready. You understand? Let me get some of my young folks ready. Look, if I run, boy, y'all gonna start. They'll start showing old pictures of me with guns. The minute I start running, boy, y'all gonna see every picture of me with guns and me in trap houses from back in the day. They gonna have everything imaginable that they've been sitting on. Every mugshot, they just been sitting on it, waiting to throw it out on my ass. So no. But let me get some of my young folks. I really want to get some of my young folks to get busy with it. Some of our clean background folks. Yeah. We got to make sure. Yeah, we're going to make sure ain't nobody got no sexual charges or anything like that. You understand? Make sure niggas ain't out here fondling bussy or whatever. We're going to make sure you know, we want folks with a clean record. Oh, yeah. Erica. Yeah. Erica, yes. I need to holler at Erica, yes. Erica Lachey out here in L.A. She would be good out here. We need to get her ready. That's somebody, Gary. That's a great, great recommendation. I need to holler at Erica. She was in, what movie was she in? Was she in Buck Breaking or Hidden Colors 5? She was in one of my movies. Beautiful sister. Erica, so beautiful. Good energy, good spirit. Get Erica Lachey out here. We need to get her ready out here in L.A. She's a great one. That's a great one. Y'all holler at me, man. Where are my people? I need some people up there in the Bay. I need some Bay folks. Yeah, understand? We need to get my folks ready. Clean records. Make sure your record is clean. We got to make sure you're young, clean record. Yeah? We need to do that. Because, see, we need to get resources, man. Because this whole thing, we need to push the reparations agenda for foundational Black Americans, man. We got to be very serious about that. We got to be extremely serious about that. And we got to get some good FBA folks, man, who's loyal to the FBA family. That's very important, too. We got to get people with an FBA background who's loyal to the FBA family. That is very important. Because, see, look at these old Negroes that you see here. They're done. Okay, they're done. They're set in their ways. These Negro spiritual singers, we're not going to get anything from them. Their job is to sit here and make sure we don't get nothing. Their job is to sit here and make sure young folks don't get a damn thing. That's why young folks out here getting attacked and these Negroes out here in their tuxedos eating chitlins at the Boulé buffet. All right. Their job is for you to not get anything because they want to get something. They're sacrificing your future for their little Negro trinkets. So they're done. So we need to start fresh. We need to get a new crop of young folks and get them ready. And we need to get some young FBA folks. Because again, no disrespect to the non-FBA folks, but we don't know. Man, it's too hit or miss with these non-FBA folks. I put up a tweet earlier from this non-FBA dude. Right here. Look at this tweet right here. This series of tweets from this random dude. He's one of these dudes. As a black man that served in the military and traveled the whole United States by a car and by flying a jet, I have never encountered any racism. I have dealt with white people all my life, and none of them ever made me feel uncomfortable. The racism they push is a fraud. So you got this dude out here, copping please, hold on, and then you start looking at more of his tweets. I will look for a beautiful white woman to be with and get married to just to piss liberals off. It won't be just for a photo op, but for real love. And as we see, growing up in the Caribbean, being in the military, traveling the world when I was a pilot, I've interacted with thousands of white people and dated white women before, and I have never experienced any form of racism from them. So I do not see what others see with racism. This, ladies and gentlemen, is why I'm good. We got to get some FBA folks, dude. I'm good. No disrespect, and I know all of y'all are not like this, but the coonery is just too deep over there. It's just too damn deep. And this is a relatively young dude. The coonery is just too deep, man. Now, family, this dude right here, now, if something happens to this dude, unfortunately, I don't wish nothing to happen bad to anybody, but his family will be the main ones up here. Hey, niggas. Hey, FBAs. Have you seen our brother? I'm trying to get justice for my brother. He's been missing for 2 weeks. He was with a last scene with a white woman. I know he said some things online, but if you can help produce justice for our brother, they'll be the main ones up in FBA face asking to help us get some justice for his black ass. Just like that last fool. Unfortunately, he got killed, but he was still a damn fool who sat here saying the same nonsense down there in Miami, talking greasy about black folks, particularly foundational black Americans. We were all types of akatas, and all black women ain't this, and all here, I loves me some white women. Oh, the white women is the best. Ooh, I got to get me a white woman. Oh, y'all ghetto akatas. And then the white woman then stabbed him up, and the family's out here with the damn statement to us. Hey, niggas. I know my brother said some mean things in the past. I know he did not mean it. We're all brothers in the same boat. The same boat that brought you here is the same boat that brought me here, blah, blah, blah. Can you help us produce justice? No, you hold your own nuts, Babatunde. Hold your own nuts, Umbutu. Don't come around us with your cop and please. After your relative then sat up here doing all of this coonery and buck dancing. And then we're supposed to drop everything and help fight, produce justice. No, hold your own nuts, man. I don't wish bad on anybody, but don't come around us with all of this high rank cooning. After when something happens to him, now you want to cop please talking about ain't no racism. Showing out. And then when it hits you, it's too late. Boy, that's a tragic thing when racism hits these people and they do all of this hardcore cooning. And they just walk right into it. Man. But anyway, man, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Let me get up out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I thank everybody for tuning in. Go to officialfba.com to get your maroon flag shirts, ladies and gentlemen. Get these maroon flag shirts. The new documentary is coming along real good. That's going to be coming real soon. We're still doing the editing on the new documentary about the Maroons. That's going to be a 4-hour miniseries, ladies and gentlemen. The documentary about the Maroons is going to be on our new streaming service that we're going to announce soon. You're going to stream all of our movies, and we're going to have that as a miniseries, a 4-hour miniseries. It's going to be so good. And I wanted to do a streaming service so I don't have to edit out so much stuff. When we were doing the Hidden Colors DVDs and all the other DVDs, in order for the film to fit on the DVD, it has to be 2 hours and 30 minutes maximum. And we would have to, and plus when we wanted to screen it in theaters, it would have to be, you know, less than 3 hours, 2 hours, 30 minutes or less. And unfortunately, a lot of those films, we would have to cut a lot of stuff out, and a lot of stuff would be on the editing room floor. With this one, man, no, we don't have to cut none of the good stuff out. So, man, you guys are going to get a lot of good entertainment, a lot of good knowledge, a lot of good education. You're going to get 4 hours of just nothing but hot fire, man. I cannot wait for y'all to see this. Man, the reenactment scenes are phenomenal. Wait till y'all see the reenactment scenes, man. The fight scenes are fly. Man, this thing, it looked like a $50 million film. It looked like Warner Brothers. It's on that level. It's on that level, man. It looks real crisp, especially with the reenactment scenes, man. We're taking our time and we're making this thing look real fly, man. I cannot wait for y'all to see the new film. So y'all stay tuned for that. I'm going to show some more screenshots of the film. I put some screenshots on Instagram a few weeks ago. So a lot of folks are excited about it. So I can't wait for y'all to see the new film, man. But anyway, man, that's been today's episode, man. Y'all be good. Go to officialfba.com. Go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. Go to buckbreakingmovie.com. And again, we have a few items left on our baby registry. So click below the Amazon link below and get some stuff for baby Quo Quo Nisha. And I'm going to holla. Y'all be good.